This is JIS News. Coming up, Finance Minister at the table estimates of expenditure this afternoon. Government to spend $280 million to repair roads in St. Andrew, and the Jamaica Diaspora Conference 2015 to be launched on Friday. The news in detail after this message.
The Jamaica Social Investment Fund, JSIF, is now located on the ground floor, Dorchester Building, 11 Oxford Road, Kingston 5. Please note that the entrance to our office is on Norwood Avenue. Our telephone number remains the same. Call us at 968-4545. Remember, JSIF is now located at 11 Oxford Road, Kingston 5, entrance on Norwood Avenue. JSIF, investing for community development.
Now here it is. If you're a landowner and you don't have your title, come to LAMP and brighten your future. LAMP makes getting your title affordable.
LAMP makes getting your title easy.
For real. If you're a small landowner, having your title can help you better your life.
Yeah.
You can use it as collateral to get a loan.
Right.
Start a business.
Improve your farm.
And school your children.
Apply for your title today.
At LAMP.
Better your life tomorrow.
Call 633-7300.
Now the news. Finance Minister Dr. Peter Phillips is to table the estimate of expenditure for the 2015-2016 financial year in Parliament later today. This will outline how much the government intends to spend to conduct national business throughout the next financial year, which begins on April 1. The Finance Minister will also table the estimates of revenue, outlining the measures to be taken by government to help finance the budget. The tabling comes almost 6 weeks ahead of the start of the new fiscal year. This is a requirement under the new fiscal rules legislation passed by both houses of parliament last year. Parliamentary deliberations will follow the tabling of the estimate, after which the budget debate will begin on March 12. The government is spending $280 million to repair roads in sections of West Rural St. Andrew under the Jamaica Emergency Employment Program, JEEP. Following a tour of National Works Agency NWA projects in the area Monday, State Minister for Transport, Works and Housing Richard Azan noted that the Boone Hall Road is one of the major projects currently being rehabilitated at a cost of $145 million.
We are doing some redrain and overlaying of the entire road. There was a problem where you have water coming from the hillside, and we have to put in some French drain there to also to take away the water into the major drain.
Mr. Azan, accompanied by representatives from his ministry and the NWA, assessed the status of the works and got a first-hand look at the condition of other roadways. He says sections of the roadway in Airy Castle, Stony Hill, will also be repaired at $135 million. Tourism and Entertainment Minister Dr. Wickham McNeil says he's pleased with the quality of road improvement and beautification works being carried out under the Negril Dual Purpose Pathway Project. Following a tour of Phase 2 of the $145 million initiative February 13, Minister McNeil said the work will resolve critical issues such as drainage.
It's extensive work, and it will be done in a way that I think that this is definitely going to enhance the beauty of the resort town. We're taking these steps to really lift the product in Jamaica, where even more importantly, when you make your product user-friendly, pedestrian-friendly, jogger-friendly, cycle-friendly, you encourage the visitors to come out more and get into the community and walk around and eat at the many shops along the way.
The 8-kilometer dual or shared use pedestrian and bicycle pathway is being constructed in three phases with funds from the Inter-American Development Bank, Tourism Product Development Company, and the Tourism Enhancement Fund. Phase 2, which began January 19, is slated for completion July 20. The 6th Biennial Jamaica Diaspora Conference 2015 will be launched on Friday, February 20 at the Jamaica Pegasus Hotel under the theme Jamaica and the Diaspora, Linking for Growth and Prosperity. The conference, scheduled for June 13 to 18, will be held at the Montego Bay Convention Center in St. James. Key areas of focus will include education, health, creative industries, and diaspora trade and investment. Jamaicans at home, as well as those living overseas, are invited to view the live stream of the launch of the conference online via the JIS website at jis.gov.jm starting at 10 a.m. That was the JIS News. I'm Aurora Eubanks.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.